And now, Phony Mound's private eye, and who stole the sneeze?
The name's Tony. Tony Mound's private eye. One day, a kid came by.
That's me.
He said,
Hey, Tony, someone stole the queen's sneeze. Will you please help me?
Well, kid, it won't be free, but...
I'm rich. Don't worry about it.
Before we discuss business, I'd like to know your name.
Me? I am the queen's heir to the throne. I'm called Bill the People Helper.
So then I went to my car and I drove to the Dream Saloon. I had a hunch that the person who was behind us was not too flat, not too thin-nosed Pete. He had a group called Wheel Rollin' Meat-Eatin' Street Pig Gang. Had a little trouble with my sound effect.
Ambience. I need ambience here.
I walked into the club when a big, tough guy said...
Hey, you here to see Pete?
Who's asking?
Pete!
Well, then, yes. He brought me to a spa. There was Pete. And next to him on both sides were two big thugs. Each of them had a CC pistol. One shot, one kill. It says on the label.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Mound.
Yeah.
So I guess you want the sneeze.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to play me at Monopoly.
Monopoly!
Team play!
One hour later.
Gonna give up? Huh? Roll them. We'll read them in a week.
You landed on Boardwalk with two hotels on it. Pay up.
I see that as well, Mr. Mounds. I guess you win.
You're right.
I'll give you the sneeze. Shoot.
Then I went and gave Bill the sneeze. At two.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
So long, little fella. And I went home.
Yeah.
And went to sleep.
Tony Mounds. Tony Mounds' Private Eye was written by Preston Osmond for third grade English. And congratulations on winning the Firesign Theater's Detective Story Contest.
Thanks. You know, Preston, give me a chance to do this adenoid voice, and I always like that.